He admits he murdered his classmates. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A school shooter in court this morning admitting what he did at Oxford High in Michigan last year.
You understand the maximum possible penalties you face here?
Yes, sir.
A shackled 16-year-old Ethan Crumbly admitting that he did the unthinkable.
In the stall of the bathroom, you removed the handgun from your backpack?
Yes.
Is it true that you ensured that the handgun was loaded?
Yes.
Is it true that when you exited the bathroom, you began shooting at students and staff members of the Oxford High School?
Yes.
Killing four and injuring seven others and pleading guilty to 24 counts, including terror. The teen faces up to life in prison when he's sentenced early next year.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasseh. The boy's parents have also been charged with involuntary manslaughter, accused of giving access to the gun and ignoring mental health concerns. Harvey Weinstein's back in court today, the now infamous ex-movie producer on trial again.
Opening statements in the Los Angeles rape and sexual assault trial of Harvey Weinstein are expected to begin. Weinstein is already serving a 23-year sentence after a conviction in New York in 2020.
And Fox's Michelle Polino. In New York City, the Trump Organization goes on trial, charged with tax fraud. Its former chief financial officer already pleaded guilty. Britain is getting a new prime minister, the third one in 2 months. Rishi Sunak, who
formerly served as finance minister. He is 42 years old. He was the clear frontrunner in the Conservative Party over the weekend.
Fox's Alex Hogan in London says Sunak will get the job despite this criticism.
Specifically around his wealth, much of the public say that he's almost out of touch, that because of his wealth, he does not understand the day-to-day struggles that many Brits are facing.
Sunak will replace Liz Truss, who resigned amid controversy over her financial plan. Today marks 8 months since Ukraine was invaded by Russia. And amid veiled threats from Russia's leader he could use nuclear weapons, Ukraine is asking the UN Atomic Watchdog to send inspectors to dismiss new claims from Moscow that Ukraine is preparing to use a radioactive dirty bomb. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Dow is on the rise, starting this week like it ended the last one with more gains. It is up 240 points so far today. The S&P 500 is adding 14. However, the NASDAQ is down 55 points. The price of oil's down a little bit this morning. It's around $85 a barrel, a little under. And gas has been dropping lately.
After jumping about 21 cents per gallon in the prior two-week period, now in these 2 weeks, the price is heading down again. Gasoline prices are 7 cents lower than they were.
Analyst Tribble Lundberg survey of stations has regular gas at $3.92 a gallon. AAA's national average is $3.79. That's still 9 cents more than a month ago, 61 cents more than we were paying on this day last October. President Biden's plan to let millions of Americans wipe out thousands of dollars in federal student loans is in legal limbo. But his administration is urging people to keep applying.
A federal appeals court has blocked immediate implementation of President Biden's debt relief program, canceling as much as $20,000 in student loans for some borrowers. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals decision granted a stay while it considers a lawsuit filed by six Republican-led states. Despite that order, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona says the department is full speed ahead with preparations for the lawful implementation of the program, describing those lawsuits to block it is baseless. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The World Series matchup is set.
2-2, and Bregman into right center, a base hit. Alex Bregman delivers the go-ahead run.
And Houston did not give that lead up, completing a sweep of the Yankees 6-5 in New York on TBS to win the American League Championship. The Astros will play the Phillies, who beat the San Diego Padres 4-3 to take the NL crown.
This is the greatest day in the last couple of years of Philadelphia. We love it!
Game one of the World Series will be Friday. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.